And whatever we are losing at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this system that body get repaired at night. And this repairing of body starts at after 10 p.m. Whatever damages take place during the daytime, it fix at night. At that time, some kind of special fluid discharge from the veins. Alhamdulillah, this system of Allah, which helps to repair the organs. From 11 p.m. till 3 a.m., most of the blood gathered in the liver. At this time, the waste and filth of the body get discharged. Liver gets busy crushing and destroying those dirty, poisonous fluids. But if at that time a person is not sleeping, is not lying on the bed, but he is awake, chatting, messaging, Facebook or Instagram, etc., then the liver cannot do its work properly. The liver needs at least 4 hours to finish that janitorial or cleaning job in the body. He needs 4 hours. So from 11 p.m. till 3 a.m. is the best time for the cleaning. As late as person sleeps, the liver gets that little time, maybe half an hour, 1 hour, to clean it. And because of that, he cannot finish his job. And most of the poisonous substance remain inside the body, and then it causes many health issues. See the system? If you go against the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what happens. If you're not giving enough time to repair your body and your liver to work 4 hours, then you cannot do it work properly, then all this poisonous substance remain in the body. It does not get discharged. And because of that poisonous substance, a person is suffering during the day for so many diseases. So from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., 2 hours, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., the pressure of blood circulation is placed on the lungs. At that time, if a person performs tahajjud salah, see beautiful Islam and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we can just value it and practice upon it, we will have so many benefits of this dunya as well as in hereafter. Sawab is reward on one side, but look at how many physical and mental, the benefits we are getting and gaining just by following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah used to wake up 3 o'clock. That was his habit. So tahajjud time is the best time to link and converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy is descending at the time. Angels are announcing, is there anyone in need increasement in the risk, so we can increase his risk? Is there anyone suffering from any disease, we grant him cure, etc., etc. So this is the best time to make dua. This is the best time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we are getting the reward in sawab of tahajjud, look what is the benefit we are getting in our body itself. So if between 3 and 5 a.m., if a person is awake and is performing salah, 8 rakat, 12 rakat, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him tawfiq, so what is doing? Basically, is going ups and down, ups and down. So that is the best form of exercise. His body is getting exercise, and he's getting the reward as well. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't like to sleep before Isha, and he didn't like to walk unnecessarily. Okay, this is the last one. At the 5 a.m., this is the system sequence. Look, we started sleeping at 10 p.m. Now we've gone down to 5 a.m. Every hour, something is happening in our bodies while we are sleeping, and we are unaware of what's going on inside our body. But this is the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has installed in human body. It said after 5 a.m., all the wastage, what we have ate during the day, what we drink during the day, it wastes. Gather in the large intestine in the form of stool and urine. So after 5 o'clock in the morning is the best time to go to the restroom. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all this system. So if a person makes his habit according to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after performing Tahajjud Salat, Nam Subah Sadiq started, and before Fajr Salat, if he use the restroom, that is the best time in 24 hours. We have to fix, we have to, we have to motivate our system to follow this Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you say 5 o'clock is the best time, because all the garbage and wastage is gathered in the large intestine. Now is to dispose, discharge. What discharging time is the 5 o'clock in the morning. So that all the wastage get discharged from the large intestine, and the body gets ready to consume new fresh food in the breakfast. And it is said the breakfast is the best food of the day, not the dinner. Dinner should be light, breakfast should be solid. That will help you to stay and work whole day. It will give you the extra energy. You should not skip the breakfast. Nowadays, because of electrical devices, people remain busy on social media till very late at night. Internet, laptop, smartphone, WhatsApp, Messenger, Instagram, Facebook, X, and what. So many other things. They commit zina of eyes, ears, hands, and brain together. When you focus on the internet, these 4 things happening. Committing zina with the eyes, with the ear, with the hands, clicking and playing with the messages, and with the brain. Brain also engaged. So many zinas in one place, in one time, a person is committing, which affects their character and behavior, and they suffer from so many physical, mental, and spiritual diseases. Most of the things they watch are haram and sinful, or at least not useful and beneficial for the body and mind. It is proven that these electronic devices reflect some blue radiation. Because of that, melatonin hormones doesn't get discharged easily, which help a person to sleep better. That's why we should eat dinner 3 hours before sleeping. We should eat dinner after Asr or just after Maghrib, and before we sleep, 3 hours should be given to digest the food, because it takes 3 hours to digest the food. Those who are eating late and sleeping immediately after eating, their food doesn't digest properly. So don't eat and sleep immediately. Give 3 hours period in between. Likewise, one should switch off their laptops and cell phones 1 hour before sleeping. Take away your cell phone, put it away. Not until last minute you do it and then you sleep. That's very bad habit, because radiation is affecting your eyes. Because it takes 1 hour to get rid of the affection of the blue radiation from the eyes. It takes 1 hour to get rid of those. So before 1 hour, you must switch off your cell phone. May Allah give us tawfiq. No one saying I'm very few. Beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "You people commit sins." This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you people commit sins and burn yourself in the hellfire until you pray Fajr time, Fajr Salah, which washes away all your sins. Similarly, after Fajr Salah, you commit sin till Zuhr, then Zuhr Salah washes away. Likewise, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. After Isha, you people sleep, so Qalam, who is writing your sins, stops writing, because now you have time to sleep. So just imagine those people who remain busy on their gadget till late night and then sleep without making istighfar. So whatever sins they have accumulated by these devices remain without forgiven. And since there is no salah after Isha, so their sins don't get washed. Think of it. There is no salah after Isha, so whatever sins you have committed, it remains. And because you are so busy with the cell phones and internet, you forget to make tawbah. And you just sleep like that in that state while your sins are piled up over there. So they don't even have tawfiq to make tawbah. What if that night is their last night of the life? They will die without repentance. Very serious point. We have to think and ponder over it. That's why it is better to develop a habit to sleep immediately after Isha and wake up early for tahajjud. May Allah give us tawfiq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sleep with wudu. There are a few etiquettes of sleep, inshallah. I'll conclude with that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is sunnah to make wudu and then sleep. What is the benefit of it? If a person is sleeping with the wudu, his soul, as I said in the beginning, everybody's soul goes to the throne, travel to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night. When a person is had made wudu before sleeping, that soul is pure and clean. That soul has opportunity to make sujood on the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those souls, those people who do not make wudu, they just sleep randomly without performing wudu, the souls are dirty, impure. So angels don't allow them to go and make sujood. This is the deprivation. We are depriving ourselves, our souls, to make sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by ignoring and neglecting wuzu. To make sure if you make wuzu, your soul will be able to make sujood in front of Allah. If you don't make wuzu, your soul will not be able to make wuzu or sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this, okay. One should ask forgiveness before sleeping, since major and minors, maybe that can be the last night of this world. If he owes someone, then return it before sleeping. If he has hurt somebody by his tongue or hand, then apologize to him. If someone has troubled or insulted him or owes him, then forgive him. If a person sleeps with wudu the whole night, angels protect him by his beside. This is also another benefit. If you sleep with wudu, there are angels appointed to protect you whole night. So Iblis, Shaitan, Devil, or any calamity and bala, musibat, cannot harm him while he is sleeping. This is the benefit of wudu. Then before sleeping, read Suratul Mulk, which will help you in the punishment of the grave, protect you from the punishment of the grave. Or this way you can read after Isha as well. One can recite after Isha also. This is the protection from the azab of the qabr. Read Ayatul Kursi, first and last ruku of the Suratul Baqarah, last ruku of Suratul Hashr, four kuls, Tasbih Fatima, Durus Sharif, Istighfar 100 times, make sincere tawbah, then blow. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read these three kuls and used to blow on his palm and used to rub the palm and entire body, starting from the head and face all the way to the toes. And then you must make this dua, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, and then you must think and make niyat of tahajjud and fajr salat. If you make niyat and accidentally you won't wake up, Allah will reward you because of the niyat. Your niyat will be regarded as granting you the sawab of tahajjud without even performing. And what is the better way, sunnat way of sleeping? Your right palm or right arm should be under your right cheek. You should face the Qibla direction if it's possible in your bedroom, and this is the sunnah of sleeping. And if you sleep according to the sunnah, tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then imagine 1/3 of your life, 25 years of your life will be regarded as ibadat. So just doing few sunnah and sleeping period will become ibadat. Such a great reward. May Allah bless you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.